ladies and gentlemen, not to take him out of the mix, but this is Button Pushers. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. You just got done with M&T's Audio Adventure, last show of the semester. So sad, but not the last show ever. They'll probably just have a different time slot. Stay tuned. I'm sure they'll find a way to tell you. They're great people. Stay attached to the show. They've got good music taste, too, in my professional opinion. I've had the show for longer than them, so obviously I, like, know what I'm talking about. And since I do, it doesn't take me an entire song length to log into the radio, and that is not why. I'm going to just play a track while I get set up here. So I've been playing a little bit of Mr. Bill here and there throughout the semester, a lot when Mechanomorph came out, and I think this will just be a nice... fun little soothing, not soothing, but like, I don't know, calmer intro / get used to the show, what we're about to hear. Very electronic, a little experimental. I really love how smooth he can move from one part of the song to the next, even though they can be very different. Those transitions happen like really cleanly. And I like the mix here of a lot of really speedy kind of like euphoric samples and a lot of much slower, dreary kind of like gloomy samples. At the same time, kind of see if you can tell what I'm talking about. There's a lot of really quick chirps and a lot of like droning kind of almost like haunting sounds in the background at some points, and they're really fun. So this is Crowdsourced Data off of Corrective Scene Surgery, and I'm gonna get logged in here and get set up. We'll be right back. a guest again. Guests, say anything.
Hi.
Hi. Okay, we can hear you loud and clear. Same guest as last time. Do you have a DJ name yet?
Oh, my, no, yeah. I was waiting to tell you.
Oh, you came up with one?
I did.
I'm nervous.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, wait. I need to...
You need to remember it? Or are you, like, getting into
I need
the,
to figure out how to deliver
you
it.
You have to get into the character?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, it's... it's really silly. Tarika-rika-risa.
That's like, that's actually pretty good. Isn't I'm not gonna lie. No, that's gas.
Thank you.
I hate it.
I like just thought of it like one morning. I was like, yes. Like if I come back on the show, yes.
I have to be Tarika Rika Risa. But it's
yeah.
Like,
yeah. There you go.
I got you. Yeah. That's crazy. Well, mine is still Diego.
Okay.
Yeah. No. Diego. Does that.
Yeah.
You just gave me such a like straight face, like a participation award.
It's getting there.
It used to be the Rady Bros show, and it was like me and like my roommate and one other dude on our floor. And
oh,
it was,
three?
Like, yeah, it was Rady Bro 1, 2, and 3, and we only had that for like one semester. And at the same time, I was doing this show, Button Pushers, with Harrison. So I had.
Oh,
two
you
shows.
Did two shows.
Yeah. Oh. One at 1 a.m. and one at 5 a.m. They were
oh, you've
fun.
Told me this.
Yeah. Not
that
at the same
crazy.
Day. That would have been nuts.
No.
Yeah. But oh well. but that was Crowdsourced Data. A lot of that album is kind of like that, so go check it out. Lots of collabs, too, and a lot of collabs with some of the same people that are on Mechanomorph. So if you liked it, check it out. What did you think? You just kept saying, like, oh, it's pretty good.
I like it.
Yeah, it's very, like, I don't know, it's definitely experimental, but, like, it's fun.
But I feel like it was experimental pop-ish? Like,
yeah,
pop.
Like
it was very poppy, like, upbeat, which I liked.
Yeah.
My friend who did shout out, and then she said it sounded like the noises her computer would be making if it was, like, going through it.
Yeah, right?
It's funny. Like,
there's actually, there's a track, maybe I can play, I don't know if I've ever played it on air. It's called This Track Versus My Laptop Fan, because he just had, like, so much stuff going on in the song that it was, like, cooking his computer.
Oh, that's funny.
That one's pretty good. But, yeah, I feel like a lot of Mr. Bill music kind of sounds like you're getting, like, you're, like, moments away from a blue screen of death, but your little homie is, like, pushing as hard as it can.
Your little homie being your laptop.
The computer.
Okay,
yeah.
Yes.
At least mine's my friend. I don't know how you treat yours. I just saw you, like, drop it.
That was an accident. I, like, crossed the charging wire, and then it fell, and then Diego was like, we're about to talk, and I'm like, ah!
Yeah, I was like, get on. Okay. Do you want me to just go play my stuff more? You don't have anything queued
up? I have a song, but it's very, like, angsty rock.
Angsty rock. Okay, so am I supposed to... I can, like, slowly transition into that.
I guess, like, it's more up to you. Like, do you want to transition into that? Or
yeah,
do you just want to play
we
whatever?
Can we can flow, like the ocean. You know what I'm saying?
No, so true.
So true. I want to do two songs by Eric Doa. One's a little bit more chill, and then the next one is a little bit more, like, boppy. And then I think that can lead into, like, the rock, maybe.
Okay, I mean, I could also do chill music. Oh, wait, yeah, play what you want.
We'll figure it
out. No, play what you want.
You know, we're just here. But Eric Doa, his album came out. I haven't listened to the whole album yet. It's called Why Suffer For Us, or it's an EP. But the two tracks that I wanted to play were singles that were released a little bit earlier. One of them is called Song For When The Bar Closes, and the other one is called Do Ya. And Do Ya is really, really good. Song For When The Bar Closes is really clever. Like, I really like a lot of the stuff that's happening in that song. It's very, like, there's a lot of, like, reversed samples, I guess. And I always appreciate that in music because I think it sounds very eerie and, like, weird, but, like, also familiar.
Wait, what do you mean reverse samples?
Like, it's, like, the sound just played backwards. So it'll be, like a violin or something, but it's played backwards, and, like, the sound sounds familiar but still very, like, warped.
Oh, interesting.
I guess so.
That makes sense.
Yeah, I think if you, like, listen to, like, a guitar played backwards, you'll be able to tell it's a guitar, but it sounds really weird.
It's because of the timbre. I don't know.
Timbre, but yeah.
Timbre.
Isn't it timbre?
I don't know. I took a music engineering class and Daniel
and
Fox,
like,
shout out, would always be like
the timbre.
I think I
it makes more sense to be not timber, because like timber is already a word
and it's like Kesha. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, Kesha, the original brat. Okay, let's do song for when the bar closes. Honestly, it doesn't really matter what songs we play, like energy wise, because we talk so much in between.
I know, just play. Yeah? Just okay. Play.
Here's song for when the bar closes. Give me one more song. I don't feel it yet. Should I take one again? Forever need dead. Girl, I love you to the end. I don't wanna leave you. When the lights come on, I just wanna dance. Give me one more song. So that was Song for When the Bar Closes. I'm going to swap the auxes just real quick, because that one sounds a little crunchy. I don't know if it's the aux itself, or maybe my computer, or maybe just the speakers in here for a bit, but it felt crunchy on this song and the last one, both in the headphones and on the speakers. So maybe it's not the speakers. It's got to be the cord of the laptop. Anyway, let's get back into the music as fast as possible. Don't let me start yapping. Here is Do Ya. Same artist, very different vibe. I love this one. It's very fun to just like kind of bounce and rock too. So get up and dance. Here is Do Ya. This time.
Hey.
Hey. It's Rica Risa. It's so bad. It's
like, excuse me?
No, it's bad.
it's disrespectful.
It's beautiful, but like kind of for its vulgarity. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but that's the point.
It's like early Madonna.
I don't know early Madonna.
It's fine. Sorry. Never mind. It's okay. Okay, what did you think of Eric Doa? Eric Doa, I think is how I'm supposed to say it.
I liked him. Yeah. It was good.
Stuff, right?
I think I'll check him out.
He's very, like, I like his writing a lot. It's very, like, angsty and kind of juvenile, honestly, mm-hmm. but it's fun to just listen to that, you know?
And, like, who isn't angsty and juvenile?
Right?
At
yeah,
times?
That's what I feel like he's very, like, authentic about, like, no, we're all kind of, like, little kids.
We're silly goofy.
We're silly sometimes. but, yeah, he's good. Big range, too. Lots of fun stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yours.
Okay, I wanted to play Riot by Daisy Grenade. I just recently, I guess, like, found this band. I literally only know, like, 2 or 3 songs from them, but they're coming to Worcester. But that's in, like, June.
Worcester.
But I would love to see them just because this is fun, like, energy, and I feel like it would be fun to go to... I don't know.
Have you seen any videos of them performing yet, or?
I don't really do that. Do you do that?
I feel like sometimes if I like an artist, I'll like try to find their socials or something and see if I can find anything that they've like performed in.
Oh, to like see if you like the vibes.
Yeah, a little bit.
I guess that's smart.
Yeah,
maybe I should start doing that.
I might be a little bit more like thinking about it from like a electronic slash like DJ slash club perspective because you don't want to go to a set that's like all. Sorry, maybe you do. I don't want to go to a set that's like a bunch of like frat boys and like. And, like, low, deep house the whole night kind of thing.
Wait, but if you know the artist, wouldn't you just, like, know if they'll play that or not, regardless of seeing
Well,
their...
right, but, I, like, if I just found the artist.
Oh.
Like you did with
yeah, but this, yeah, this is, that's not very relevant, I
yeah,
feel like,
anyway.
To, like, this genre.
Yeah, good point.
But, yeah, I don't know. I think it's ironic, because I don't think... I'm an angry person, but I like very angry music, and this one's very angry. Also, I love singing, but I wish I could sing with the, like, angry, yelly quality, because, like, they do that in the song, and, like, if I'm singing, like, I can't do it if I'm singing along,
the kind of, like, what kind, like, the Misery Business kind of, like,
no,
sing, or even more, like, growly.
No, you'll hear, they're, like, yelling.
It's, like, yell, okay.
Yeah.
Let's get into it. This is Riot by Daisy Grenade.
Nicholas decided
That's good. I like it. That's such Thank a fun, you. Like, guitar intro, too. Like, as soon as the track starts, you can feel the energy that's going to be. Oh, are you... Can you not hear yourself?
No.
I can
hear
you.
Well, I can't hear you, but okay. It's fine.
Yeah, it's definitely those headset. That headset. Try those, maybe?
I don't know, because this one has the light on.
Oh, but was that... That's what was working just earlier, right?
Yes.
Huh. Well...
I don't know. It's fine.
I can hear you.
It's fine.
Okay. But, yeah, that's a great track. I love it. I love the energy, and you're right. I think seeing that live would be really good.
Yeah, and they're opening for a band I also like.
Who are they opening for?
Honey Revenge. They're just, like, another pop-punk, like, angsty band, I guess. But they're also smaller, which is cool. Mm. But Worcester's far.
Worcester's pretty far.
Yeah.
I went there both days for Breakaway this
year. Oh, yes!
Yeah. In Iman...
Did you take the commuter rail?
No, Nate drove me.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah, and I just helped pay for parking.
Yeah, yeah.
But Iman lives there, and every time he hits the show in Boston, he comes here, and then if it's, like, past 2, like, he can't commuter line back, and he has to Uber back, and it's, like...
He doesn't just crash somewhere?
He has, like, I've offered my place, but he's, like, he mentioned one time after a show, because it was, like, 3 in the morning, he's, like, I would totally take you up on it, but for some reason, like, ever since I was a kid, I've never been able to sleep in, like, any bed other than, like... my own bed in my own like
Ever?
Roof yeah like he had to stop going to like sleepovers and
no!
stuff because he couldn't sleep. I'm like, that's so sad, Iman. But he always gets home safe. We always make sure. But yeah, that's good energy. And before we lose it, I think I'm gonna play 2 more tracks that I've been listening to a lot lately.
Yeah, do it.
That are good energy, really fun, and from Arcane Season 2, which I watched with my brother, and it's so good.
No spoilers,
dude. I know, no spoilers, but you have to get on it, dude.
I'm rewatching Season 1, and, like, I forget so much, and it's stressing me out. I was watching it at work today, and I was getting really stressed.
We can spoil Season 1. Like, people have... If you haven't seen it by now, that's your fault.
So,
but, like, no, Season 1 is tragic. Like...
Wait, but now we're going to spoil it for myself, because I don't remember it
You don't
that
remember?
Well.
Okay, never mind. Well, that's your fault as well. No, I'm kidding. Okay, but I'm going to play 2 tracks. One of them is called Paint the Town Blue with Ash Nico, which is a great vocalist.
Yeah.
I love Ash
yeah.
Nico.
Do you know Maggots, I think, by the same artist?
I don't know. What do I have by Ash Nico?
I could be wrong. I could
have
be missed
this one
like,
for now,
remembering.
But I have, like, other features. But I also just love, like, their vibe. Like, Ash Nico's, like, representation and aesthetic is so, like, cyber eerie, like, like, I don't know. It's very, like, non-human. It's very
yes,
fun.
Yes, yeah.
And then I also want to play Renegade, which has Rajakumari rapping on it, which is really fun. Her energy is super good. So I'm going to play Paint the Town Blue first, because I think it matches the energy a little more, and then we'll go into Renegade, which is a little bit more, I don't know, something else. Who knows? Here it comes.
Around you. popping, then you know we showing up. Bad beat from the east to you repping, just throw it up. Real brothers show me love cause they loving the way I bust. These Glock semi-automatic, rev it, gear it up. If we popping, ain't no stopping, these bullets don't give a fuck. Who you with, what your color, your papa, your mother, son. We do this for fun, million, money, mega, chun. It's the done, tell these bitches we with it, we never run. It's the done, tell these bitches we with it, we never run. It's the done, tell these bitches we with it, we never run. We never stop, stop shit. This that Brit mosh pit. Bring it back, never lie. This that King Kong drift. Aim and pop that brick. This that get back brick. Ain't no halo on my head. Bitch, I'm not Saint Nick. Bring it back. It's the done. Tell these bitches we with it, we never run. It's the done. Tell these bitches we with it, we never run. It's the done. Tell these bitches we with it, we never run. I'm major, we ain't afraid to die. Spit hot, hot masala, ghost chili burn like fire. Bazooka, say through ya, I'll put you back in line. My bitch is down to ride, you ain't a friend of mine. I'm never gonna let you in, no champion, I'm the real dandada. If you really wanna break it down, I'll burn the ground, I'm a fire starter. She the bullet and I'm the gun, bad bitches never run. Never run, 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 run. It's a gun, tell these bitches we with it, we never run.
Those are tunes right there. Riot knows how to cook with media. And I love Raja Kumari's vocals. Like, she has a collab with Krella. Do you know Krella at all? She has like a lot of older.
Alive.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah. No, that's an old hit from her for sure. She has a track with Raja Kumari, and I think it's called like Goddess or something. And it's just about them talking about like being like. The hot girls.
Yeah.
And it's like so
brat. Good.
Yeah, brat. It's very, it was brat like 2.5 years before brat. They honestly really set the stage.
Is it brat in like an angsty way though?
Yeah, it's a little bit more, I don't know if it's as angsty as much as it is. It's definitely more aggressive though. Whereas
yes.
I feel like brat is more like passe, like not passe, but like, what is it? Like,
I don't
it's
know.
It's more subtle. You know, there's the art to brat is really like it's in Arial font. It's low effort. You
what?
Know?
No, I yeah. So I think brat is like yeah, like I'm that girl, like you know,
right?
Like,
but
I
like,
think it's
I
more
can
loud.
Do low effort because I'm that
oh,
girl.
Oh yes,
right?
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
Goddess is about like I put in the effort because I'm that girl.
I see.
You know what I'm saying? Okay. Yeah. glad we figured that out. Do you have anything that you want to play following that? Also, like. At some point, if you've seen Arcane Season 2, not you. I mean, once you do, we'll talk about it for sure. If you have and you want to talk about it, like, it's crazy. I have so much to say about that show and how beautifully it captures, like, the plethora of human psyche. Like, the range of human psyche and, like, how your environment impacts it, like... It's
yeah, like it's no, in, you see that in season one.
In
obviously.
Season one, they do really well. In season two, they take it like I thought they would miss. I honestly,
did you cry?
Yeah, I cried in episode 8, I think.
Okay,
and at the end,
did you cry in season one?
Yeah, I cried in season one at episode 4 or 3.
Wow, you know, I just watched episode 3. Is it
3 is the one right
when like. They,
we
yeah.
can say it. We can say it. Unfortunately, Powder tries to help and offs everyone.
No, I was so stressed. I was like scared when my coworkers who were like older, like, I don't know. Well, like, okay, no, that's fine. But, like, I didn't know, like, if they know what I'm watching. And, like, I'm, like, standing there, like, sweating, like, eating my mac and cheese.
You were watching that at the lunch today. Yeah. No, it's an intense show. Like, it's hard to, like, I remember I encouraged you to have it on in the background, but I feel like it's hard to keep in the background.
No, I can't
it's
just
so,
watch
like,
in the background.
The art as well is so good.
Yeah.
Like, the art direction is handled so well.
We need more media like that.
We need more quality media. Yeah. Like passion project quality media, but, like, preferably without, like, the creative license of use, you know? Like, what, like Spider-Man... Into the Spider-Verse is, like, insane.
Yeah, there's
and
creative...
across the Spider-Verse, but, like, the animators who worked on it were, like, working super overtime, and, like, a lot of them didn't really like it. Or not creative license, but, like, creative energy. I don't know.
Yes, yes.
And some people were really into it and obviously down to go for that ride, but a lot of people
They shouldn't
were not.
Be, like, forced.
Exactly.
Yeah, of course.
That being said, they cooked, like, it looks good. Like, all those overtime hours went towards something, at least.
You're like,
you
you
may
know,
not you may not have seen your family in weeks, but man, that movie.
Good job.
Good job. We love it. Do you have anything you want to play? I've got some stuff.
Are we trying to keep up the, like, what vibe are we looking for?
I don't know, man. I just played two songs from Arcane. Like, we've lost it.
No, but, like, the vibes were there.
The vibes were kind of there, right? Do you want to keep it a little angsty? Or?
No, I don't think I can keep up with the angsty vibe. Like, I like it, but I don't know if there's anything I want to play that's angsty vibe. Maybe you set whatever vibe you want, and then...
I set whatever vibe I want?
Yeah,
oh, man.
I don't like...
Okay, I'm gonna play Dead to Me by Viper Active, then. This is off of his EP, About to Break. This is his debut EP, I think, as well, maybe? It's not. Never mind. I don't know what I'm talking about. But he opened for Nightmare, which I caught Nightmare set this weekend. Super good.
Woo!
Woo! He's a crazy DJ. He was mixing, like, drop into drop into drop, like, every 15, 20 seconds, just having a blast and, like, hitting us with a bunch of stuff that I would not have expected. So, very fun time. Viper Active opened for him, but I missed that set because I was out at another club. That was a long day. Yeah,
that was crazy.
That was a long day. I went from an a cappella concert to, like, hanging out with some professors and, like, grabbing dinner, and then, like, going to a jazz concert and then a club and then the DJ set. It was, like, 13
You're
hours.
You're strong for that.
I am. I'm so brave.
I'm so proud of you.
Someone's got to do it, you know? Love the energy that he's bringing into the scene so far, and I have another track that he collabed with Marshmello on, and Marshmello's The Roots album, that I might play a little later, but for now I want to play Dead to Me because I love the intro bass, just hits, and as soon as I, like, turned it on, I was like, oh yeah, this EP is gonna go, and it did, so check it out if you like it. Here it is.
Spit my
I like that track a lot. That bass hits so hard. Like,
that was
right
fun.
At the front.
Yeah.
And I love the like part, it, like kind of mid slash after the drop with that thin sine wave. That's just like,
wow. You really analyzed your songs. Yeah. I kind of just like listen. I'm like, yep, I like mean, it.
Did you hear me? I literally went like that goes. And you're like, wow, you really analyze your stuff.
No, but no, honestly, like, I don't parse pieces.
This is like, this is a feedback I got from Ryan once where he sent me a text. He's like, Diego, I really love the wobble gronk in this song. And then Ryan's like, yeah, me too, brother. But yeah, no, I don't know. I love trying to pick out the little,
I think
each
I should...
little track, try and dissect like how the person made it and like, oh, but that was like one sound and that was something else.
Yeah,
and they
wanted because everything's to intentional. Parts.
Yeah. Yeah, that's that. There we go. I had like a whole 2 month part of the show where I was every week I was talking about AI music and like what I think it's going to do to the industry.
I haven't even thought about AI music.
Oh, it's like out already.
But like we don't know? Question.
No, it
mark?
Is like people are using
no, like
it.
We don't know like what is AI. Like, are
oh,
there artists
yeah,
who
there
are like claiming
who are releasing music that is heavily produced by AI already, which is like rough.
The extent of my AI music knowledge is like covers of Toad singing Chandelier by
that's not AI, that's a dude.
No, there's no way.
The Chandelier or Chandelier cover by a Toad that dropped in like shortly after the real Chandelier dropped.
Wait, what? It's after.
Is a real.
It was
person.
Shortly after the. No, I feel like this was like a year ago thing on like TikTok.
No,
or something.
The Toad Chandelier has been out for a long time. There's a video of me freshman year
what?
Of college mocking it. I have a pretty good Toad.
That's crazy.
I'm not gonna lie.
Okay.
I don't think I can drop it on air. It's like pretty shrill.
Okay.
But maybe another time.
Yeah. Wait. Okay. I'll use a different analogy. Then
sure.
Was that an analogy?
Yeah.
Okay. Plankton singing
that one
any
is
other
AI,
yeah,
yeah.
Yeah. Like any like SpongeBob just
yeah.
like characters singing. Yeah. Anyway.
Seven Nation Army. It's by Squidward.
That's so silly.
Alright, do you wanna spread some knowledge?
Yeah. Okay, I have a PSA for y'all. Somerville free hearty meals for all PSA. Come build community over a delicious, nutritious, and free monthly meal in Somerville's Davis Square. Every dinner always includes vegetables along with a nutritious and filling main course, plus coffee and dessert. Hearty Meals for All hosts these free meals for everybody who stops by on the second Friday of every month from 5 to 7 at 31 College Avenue in Somerville. For absolutely no money at all, guests can enjoy a sit-down meal and socialize with the other attendees or even take a free packaged meal with them to eat later. Vegetarian options available upon request. Everyone is welcome. For more information, visit heartymealsforall.org. That's heartymealsforall.org. A public service message from WMFO and Medford Tufts Community Radio and heartymealsforall.org.
Nice. Good job. What's your favorite hearty meal?
What would we define as hearty?
Like, I feel like a hearty meal has a lot of, like, it has the full spread of, like, the food pyramid. I mean, I guess the food pyramid's been, like, debunked at this point, right? But, like, you know what I'm talking about. Like, it has, like, a good grain, a good meat,
a good
vegetable.
I don't know if I think about my meals enough like that. Wow. I usually just think, like, protein, fiber, and then,
so,
like
your
a
version
carb.
Of a hearty meal is, like, 40 ounces of steak.
No! I wouldn't even say that's hearty. Like, okay, hearty meals just sounds like a Thanksgiving dinner.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, but I feel like maybe this is, like, a bad take, but so much, like, Thanksgiving food is so, like, hollow and light. Like, stuffing and turkey and, like, corn.
Yeah.
Like, how do you fill, like, you fill up on mashed potatoes alone, and that's how it goes.
I guess. I honestly haven't had, like, a proper Thanksgiving meal in, like, a while. Like, that's because my family, like, just doesn't do,
no,
like,
yeah,
traditional
yeah, yeah.
Thanksgiving meals
right.
anymore.
No, I'm
we
just
used
laughing
to.
At, like, what we're talking about.
Right yeah.
It's crazy.
Thanksgiving was, like, last month. It's Christmas now.
It's Christmas
get with
now.
It.
Yeah. Mariah Carey is in full swing.
I sang that at karaoke yesterday.
I added. Oh, really?
Yeah.
How'd you do? Did you kill it?
Well, like, me and my friends as a collective.
Yeah.
I was a little tired.
I changed the background of Alex and I's chat to Mariah Carey today, so Facebook has it as a theme. So
I'm gonna get on that.
Yeah, you have to. Yeah. It's everybody. I even took off Brat to do it. Yeah.
Low key, like, it's time.
It is time.
Yeah.
I'm not getting rid of the green heart just yet.
But I think Brat has lived. Like, yeah.
It has.
Okay, the thing is, like, I've been a Charlie fan. No, okay, oh my god, no. Oh, I sound man. So pick me. No, never mind. I'm not gonna finish that statement. Oh, I'm not gonna finish it. Never mind. Just
I
play your music.
To Charlie before no, just, Brat. Just
pick a song.
Porter sold merch that said, I listened to Porter after he was cool. And it's like on the shirt, it has like a little like cute face on it. Like,
that's funny.
Anyway.
Because that was you.
No. Actually,
no, you started
yeah.
claiming it. No, I'm kidding.
I
oh,
did.
Really?
I started listening to Porter after the release of Worlds Nerd. Because I was oh. like a fetus when it came. No, that's not true. But I was like 13. So I was Whoa. Like just getting into like the scene.
Yeah. Wow. 13 to be getting into the scene is crazy.
Yeah. I mean, not like the club scene.
I know.
Like, I was like vacuuming.
In Wisconsin,
I was vacuuming Carrie Bullwig's basement. And like
shout out Carrie Bullwig.
Shout out
I guess.
Carrie Bullwig. And I was on Pandora, and I was like,
yes, Pandora like
Pandora
used to be so big, and iHeartRadio. Anyway,
speaking of iHeartRadio,
we love the
love
radio.
Music,
let's
get
to it.
Love music. Do you want to play anything? Do you have? We've had a long enough break that I feel like it doesn't matter what the vibes are.
No, that's so true.
I've got some stuff to play from Party Favor. I've got. Gravity, which has been in queue for a long time. Some other stuff, I don't know.
Anything? I think... I'm so sorry, that was like weird good. ASMR for your ears.
Just a little, but like, it's fine.
I don't know. Like... I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah,
I think
you got
I'll
it.
I'll play
you
something,
got it.
And then we'll figure something out.
I'll come more prep next time.
No, you're good. Thank you again for joining. It's fun. Good time. I'll play Breathe by Party Favor. Party Favor dropped an EP called The Party Never Dies. Oh, it's an album. Why is this an album and the other one is an EP? This one is 7 songs. This is an EP, in my professional opinion.
Wait, like...
Anyway, so, like, I feel like an album needs, like, a concise theme and, like, more than 7 tracks. It needs, like, 8 or 9 tracks, at
It's
least.
One off.
Yeah, it's...
From your criteria.
No, also, the songs aren't a united theme.
Okay.
Though, in my opinion. But go off, Party Favor. No, this does feature Body, which was the collab with Weezen, which is really good. I also really liked Enemy. Rinse Repeat is pretty good. And Your Love is really smooth, too. But Breathe was the one I added to the queue for the show. Frankly, do not even remember why. Let's just get into it
yeah,
for now.
Yeah,
here it is. Breathe.
If you fall down, I'll be the only drug that you need. And if you call out, I'll answer every prayer that you speak. Gotta keep it up. Don't be giving.
remember why I added it to the list again. It's so clean.
Yes.
So smooth. What? Sorry, what were you going to say?
I wasn't going to say anything. I was just going to breathe into the mic.
Oh, like breathe?
Yeah. Like, like an exhale,
yeah,
if you will.
Like a relax-hale.
Ooh.
Ooh.
I liked that. It
has
potential. Workshop.
It has legs. Hopefully it has lungs, too.
All right.
You breathe with those.
Yeah.
My laptop just like signed me out for no reason, and now
is it not working?
I think my finger is too sweaty, so the finger sensor isn't working. This is a long-standing problem for all long
sweaty boys.
Yeah, for Diego.
Sorry,
I was gonna
sorry.
I was gonna say like the real day one Diego fans know that he's like sweaty hands all the time. It doesn't make any sense, man. It sucks. Oh well. Probably has something to do with my like egregious caffeine intake.
You think they're related? Like actually?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure like hypohidrosis is like greatly related to like here.
I've never heard.
It's like
of that term.
A lot of
yeah. Interesting.
Anyway, yeah, we'll knock it off eventually. But for now,
a Celsius a day
keeps probably like age 33 away. I would bet.
I don't really even know what that means, but
I don't think. Do you think if you drink a Celsius every day, starting at age 22, you make it to 33? Is that too dire?
Like, I think that you could. Like, there's still a lot of like other factors at play, but like that's not the best.
Anyway,
you know my take on energy drinks. They just scare me.
Yeah.
Anyway. Music.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you want to play something?
Yeah. Okay. I'll play "Favorite Liar" by The Rex. This song is so good. I had heard it. I found it because The Rex opened for All Time Low along with Water Parks. That was a fire lineup. Like so good. That's how I also got into Water Parks. But yeah, and like, I think this is probably their biggest song.
It is. Yeah.
Yeah. It's really good. It's just like, I don't know. It's like very nostalgic to me. Like when I hear the song, I think of like band camp in high school.
So you think of times before the first time you heard the song?
No,
right?
No. I heard this, like I would listen to this around that time.
Oh, around that time.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
it is nostalgic for like when you first heard it and now it's like.
Yeah. Cause like I would listen to like them like a lot this time, but it's a good song. It's like, I like it cause I feel like there's like parts to it. Like sections, I don't know. Just you'll see.
Okay, yeah. Let's get into it. Let's hear all the sections and parts.
Yeah.
Of "Favorite Liar" by The Rex.
I remember going out to see the big rocks, but without you knowing, I hope you're not too mad. I go alive. Pretend tonight, for just tonight. I wanna wake up with you. I wanna wake up feeling tired. I wanna wake up with you. I wanna lay there for a while. But that don't change the shore of life. Can almost taste it, the bloody lips.
but you think I'm alone. And I think you should know that I've got pretty girls. Yeah, I've got pretty girls taking me home. I've got room to grow. I know I'm missing home, but you think I'm alone. And I think you should know that.
That's a good track.
No, okay, what I meant by the parts is like like it builds, it's like
it's, the Rex are really good at that.
It like builds and then goes down and then like builds again and goes down and like, but in a very smooth manner. And I just love that there's like a range of vibes and emotions, like at the beginning and end it's all like cutesy wholesome, you know, and then like in the like chorus it's like, oh, but like grr.
Well, I think it really captures that, like that feeling of like someone that you've been attached to and like cannot be anymore because like you've been probably pretty wronged by them or something.
Yeah.
And like your brain keeps going back to like, wow, that was so fun, or like, wow, I want that. And then you like hone in on the reality and you're like, no, that was really bad.
That's so true. Honestly, like I've never like analyzed like what this is about. Like it's
analyze vibes in songs. Like artists are brilliant how they bring like the vibes to match the lyrics.
No, because yeah, like, I feel like that's, like, when, yeah, someone wrongs you, and, like, there's, like, the dichotomy of, like, the two, like, it feels like two separate people, too, and you're, like, I guess it's, like, a battle. It's, like...
Exactly. It's, like, trying to decide, like...
Who you want
to, like... Is it worth the liar kind of thing, you know?
Wow.
Wow. And if not, just find the pretty girls to take you home, you know?
So true.
That bridge goes crazy.
Yeah.
That's really fun. I like it a lot.
They're coming back.
Yeah, no, I would love to see them
like
live.
March?
I'm honestly, can I play my The Rex song? I'm
just gonna do it. Of course. Yeah, what?
Let's end with that.
The Rex. Sorry, I don't know what took over.
I was telling Rica that this used to play a lot at my house. Ryan used to play it a lot, and he was the one who showed me The Rex. I really like this track, which he also showed me. This is called Lone Survivor, and I love how the last chorus is very different from the other ones and very, very charged.
Mm.
Kind of similar, like, you know, they have so many different parts and, like, a really smooth kind of flow. Oh, it's almost, I don't want to say cinematic, but it's very story, you know,
yes.
It's all united.
Yes.
It's very good. They're good storytellers, good songwriters. This has been Button Pushers. You're listening to 91.5 FM, Button Pushers, 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts, Freeform Radio. I'm Diego.
I'm Tarika Rickarisa.
And this is Lone Survivor from The Rex. Thanks for tuning in. This is also my last show.
Oh my gosh.
Oh wow. Last show of this season. I'll be out next week. And then I guess actually, no, it might be last show of the season. I don't know. Check
TBD.
My socials. Yeah, check my socials. And I'll let you know when the next show is. But hopefully around this time too. I got to keep this slot last semester. So hopefully it works again this time. Anyway, here's Lone Survivor. Might get cut short if the next DJ comes in. Bye. Have a nice night.
You're in the desert. All ties are severed. Despite my best efforts. You're like, you're like whatever. Just cause I shot first. Don't mean it didn't hurt.